You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
It is a Friday. Happy Friday to you, and welcome into the Gym Class here in KGYM at 4 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Scott Unash with you. Ben on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes joining me from his home on the southwest side in just a moment. Good show for you. We'll take a look at the NFL playoff weekend coming up. Iowa and Iowa State with big home games in college basketball. We'll talk about that. The Iowa women with a big win last night, a record-breaking win in several aspects. We'll touch upon that today, and the first day of the girls' state wrestling tournament going on at Extreme Arena in Coralville. All that and more, and as well as Emil's Hideaway pick six for you today, a chance to win a $25 gift card to Emil's Hideaway for somebody out there in Radio Land. And we'll give you a chance to do that coming up in just a little bit. Welcome in, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. As we take you through a Friday edition of the program, getting you ready for the weekend, which is just about upon us. If you'd like to weigh in, love to hear from you today. As always, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That is our phone line as well. As we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn follows us from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock coming up this evening. And that includes the 5 o'clock hour, which is Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire Service. And you can stop by with one of their locations and say hi to them in Iowa City, North Liberty and Grinnell. Again, 319-366-1600 as Mark Dukes joins me from his home on the southwest side. Pleasant good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Scott, and everyone out there. And I want to express a happy National Hug Day to everyone. Something I think a lot of us have missed over the last couple of years, but give yourself a hug. What the heck?
I should get a 10-pin.
Yeah,
it's also National Sweatpants Day today, from what I heard earlier on ESPN Radio. Do with that what you will, but I think half of our population wearing sweatpants now because of working at home or some type of athletic slash comfort wear, if you will. Maybe comfort wear day should be out there. I think we need a hug after the way this day started. This was a tough one today as we come your way on this Friday. But, man, lost three nationally known folks today and one locally as well. We can start right there. Condolences from pouring in from all points as far as not only the high school baseball realm, the high school baseball world, but just the Iowa high schools today is Benton community announcing that Derek Anderson, their baseball coach, has suddenly passed away. And our thoughts and prayers going out to his family, everybody over in Benton County. Just a terrific coach and a terrific gentleman, and he is definitely going to be missed over there. That was a sudden and a shocking one right there.
I didn't know Derek, but a lot of tributes out there. I feel like I do know him now, and I echo those sentiments, Scott.
Yeah, no doubt. And then nationally, of course, woke up to the news today that Meatloaf passed away. That is not his real name, but the entertainer, actor, singer. He was a very flamboyant singer, came up, of course, with a great trilogy of albums, Paradise by the Dashboard Light, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He passed away. Then we found out a little bit later on this morning that comedian Louis Anderson passing away. I believe he was 69. Terrific comedian, funny man. and has left us way too soon. And then we got into the sports world with the announcement that former Masters champion Bob Golby has passed away, Mark. So this has not been a good day.
I'll start with the two entertainers. Certainly, Meatloaf couldn't have made any money by going by his birth name, Marvin a Day. That wouldn't have worked so well. I like Meatloaf. You know, he wouldn't be on my reel right now if I had a reel, probably. You know, Bat Out of Hell, so on and so forth. It was he was a good. I mean, he sold millions of albums, appeared in dozens of movies. He had a great career, and yeah, Louis Anderson was a funny guy, kind of wholesome. I wouldn't say I ever saw him do a Raw show, but all those guys are capable of that.
Voted in the top 100 comedians of all time by Comedy Central for what
he
that
should
is.
Be.
Yeah, he should be. You know, it's not an official listing or what have you, but certainly a very, very funny individual. And then Bob Golby, who was as former Masters champion, as we mentioned, overshadowed. He played in the era of the Big Three. Well, kind of the sunset of the Arnold Palmer era, but he was definitely there with Nicklaus and with Gary Player, the start of the Tom Watson rise, if you will. But was always he's solid player. As we mentioned, won a major championship, won some big tournaments, did some television commentary as well.
Yeah, Golby probably involved in the most controversial Masters in 1968, which Roberto De Vincenzo signed an incorrect scorecard, allowing Golby to win that Masters. And Golby won a dozen tournaments on tour. I actually played with Bob Golby, for whatever it's worth, and it's not worth not much, but when the Amana VIP allowed media members to play practice rounds with various pros, I was paired with Golby, and he could tell I was not a very good bunker player. So he spent just a couple of minutes teaching me how to pick the ball out of a bunker. And you've seen me do it, Scott. You've seen how bad my sand play is, but at any rate, that was a fun day. And he's just a really cool guy.
Yeah, really is. Will be missed by everyone will be missed, certainly. 319-366-1600, 12 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Ralph in Riverside on the text line, if Will is going to get going, if Will is going to make the cut, he better get going. It is a three-day cut, by the way, for this tournament. More on that coming up at the bottom of the hour on Emil Sideaway scoreboard update. But let's start off with big-time congratulations to the Iowa women last night as they had a record-setting performance on the road at Williams Arena in Minneapolis as Iowa absolutely thumped the Golden Gophers of Minnesota last night. And Monica Sinano had a very nice homecoming going on to the floor at Williams Arena. And of course, went up against her sister, who plays for the University of Minnesota. But Hawkeyes with a 105-49 victory over the Gophers, 59% shooting, largest margin of victory over a Big Ten opponent, third largest margin of victory ever over an opponent in program history. And on top of that, Mark, as 69-36 lets us know and reminds us here, back-to-back triple-doubles. Back-to-back 30-point triple-doubles for Caitlin Clark, who, by the way, she will win Big Ten Player of the Week next year again. Next week again. Can I? Is it too early to say that? Can we one up the Big Ten office? She's going to win it again next week. 69-36 sends us a list, Mark, and I know you see this on the text line, but this is pretty amazing. The complete list of basketball players, men and women, that have had back-to-back 30-point triple-doubles in the NBA, WNBA, and Division I men's and women's college basketball since 2000. Here's your list. Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Luka Doncic, Giannis, and Caitlin Clark.
She's just sickening in a good way, Scott. I mean, Minnesota's not very good, but she does things that obviously nobody else in the country is doing right now. And to back up what she did last year with the kind of season she's having now, it's just unbelievable. And she's not just a scorer. She gets involved in rebounding, distributes the basketball. And, I mean, take an opportunity to go see her. And you can this Sunday, as Iowa will be playing Illinois at 5 o'clock at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. The Hawkeyes scheduled to play Indiana, but the Hoosiers have COVID issues. But Illinois is stepping in and making up that game. And got to go out and see her, man.
She's worth the price of admission. No doubt. 15 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. By the way, speaking of basketball, some Friday night men's basketball in the Big Ten coming up tonight. And two pretty good games. One in particular coming up this evening that is going to get a lot of headlines, if you will, as a big top 25 matchup will be taking place. As coming up tonight in the Big Ten, it's going to be Michigan State at Wisconsin from the Kohl Center in Madison. Prior to that, both these games on FS1, by the way, prior to that at 6 o'clock, it'll be Illinois on the road at suddenly really reeling Maryland. The Terps under Danny Manning have slipped all the way to 500 at 9-9, and they are, I believe, second to last as far as the Big Ten standings are concerned. So Illinois will try to bounce back after the home loss against Purdue. Purdue fell last night against Indiana. Rob Phinisee with a career high last night. The Hoosier bench won that one for Indiana. Big win for Mike Woodson. A court storming that a lot of folks had their opinions about last night. But it was the first time that Indiana, I believe, in 9 tries had beaten Purdue. So that's a long time as far as that rivalry is concerned. But Michigan State-Wisconsin tonight is going to be a beauty.
Yeah, it is. And that was a big win for Woodson in Indiana. Purdue now with, 3 losses in the league?
Yes.
Illinois will be out without Kofi Coburn tonight because of the C word. Not COVID. He has a concussion. And he's been ruled out tonight, perhaps next Tuesday as well. So that will certainly impact that game.
Yeah, it will. That's going to be tough. Although Illinois with Curbelo back, Frazier, and the rest, I got to think they're going to take care of business tonight against Maryland, but we'll see. It's never easy on the road as far as the Big Ten or Big 12 or what have you is concerned. 319-366-1600, that is our text line. That is the phone line as well, 319-366-1600. Great to hear from Ann. Thank you, Ann, for listening to the program. She could do it again on Sunday. She could do it again on Sunday. 3 in a row. She could make up her own list. She could be solo on the list coming up for Caitlin Clark. So we'll see if she does that against the Fighting Illini coming up on Sunday. Iowa and Penn State tomorrow from Carver. If you do not have a ticket, good luck because it is a sellout at Carver-Hawkeye, 3:30 start. I think that's a Big Ten Network game coming up tomorrow. We'll pick that on the Emil Sideway Pick 6 coming up here in just a little bit. Iowa with a good chance to try to bounce back against a Penn State team that is solid. They're certainly not upper echelon as far as the Big Ten, but they are not a bottom dweller as well, Mark. And I think they got a couple of guys, especially one inside, that's going to give Iowa some trouble.
Yeah, I've always liked Harar in the middle. You know, they got Miles Dredd and a couple other veterans and can give people some problems if you're not careful. And Iowa needs to bounce back from a dreadful offensive performance. And we're going to pick that game coming up on the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, a couple basketball games, and some NFL playoff games towards the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Definitely looking forward to that coming up as Dave will join us here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. It's also a big night in wrestling. Big Ten Network's going to have two great duels coming up tonight in the Big Ten that are going to go a long way to determine final standings. Penn State and Michigan will kick things off, followed by Iowa on the road at Ohio State to take on the Buckeyes from the just over 3,000-seat Covelli Arena over in Columbus. So they're gonna put that one in, as far as we know anyway. I have not seen anything that says it's in Value City, but it's going to be in the small arena. So it's going to be about 40 degrees warmer in there than it is in our studio right now. Ben looks at me. Yeah, you know Ben, right? Yeah, it's about 61 degrees in here. But I'm about ready to grab a jacket or my coat here. But at any rate, Ohio State's going to be a lot of fun tonight.
No doubt about it. But that Michigan-Penn State duel, wow. Michigan whipped Ohio State about a week ago. And you got four of the top five or six teams in the country coming up at 5 o'clock for that Michigan-Penn State duel. You might want to mute the sound and turn on CRM Live tonight, Scott.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for the plug. Appreciate it. Yeah, we've got Linmar and Kennedy tonight, doubleheader action. 5:45 will be over at Kennedy. Always fun when the Cougars and the Lions get together. Probably, at least basketball-wise, it is the best rivalry in the Metro over the last 15 to 20 years. And there have been some great ones over the years and should be another good one coming up tonight. Girls, get things started. Again, 5:45, boys to follow, crmlivesports.com. We'll have that for you. Just go to our brand-new website. Speaking of the high school ranks, the pods are out for classes 1A and 2A as far as postseason basketball is concerned. And in taking a look at things here in class 1A, if you were a fan of the Tri-Rivers Conference, you got to be happy with this because North Lynn going one direction, Edco going one direction, Albernette going one direction, and Springville going in a different direction. At least for the districts, anyway. They'll get together as far as the substates are concerned. Could be a third matchup between Edco and North Lynn, and could be a Springville-Albernette matchup. But Gladbrook-Rhinebeck's in with Albernette, too, so we'll see. But did a good job at least separating them as far as districts are concerned.
Yeah, I got a glance at it. Well, did not commit anything to memory, because I'll forget by the time those games roll around anyway. But if you're interested, go to the state website and take a look at the 1A, 2A pods.
Yeah, they've got them all up there. 3A and 4A will come up next Friday. Jeff Linder is also reporting that the girls' postseason pairings are going to be in early February. I think with the three smaller classes on the 2nd, and then later in the week with classes 4A and 5A coming up. So that is about a month away. Believe it or not. 3:23 here in the gym class on KGYM. By the way, speaking of the high schools, girls' state wrestling tournament going on down at Coralville at Extreme Arena. And I tell you what, it's gotten to a point that it is one of the biggest events, I think, of the calendar year as far as high school athletics is concerned. Almost 800 wrestlers down there. It is a full house plus at Extreme Arena. You can follow KJ Pilcher from the Gazette. He's got all the information if you'd like to know how a specific gal has done. Flow Wrestling has also got that if you'd like to keep track of it. But this continues to grow and grow and grow. The Girls High School Athletic Union, I know, is keeping an eye on this, and it's just another step forward, I believe, to get girls high school wrestling certified and have that as a bona fide recognized sport, if you will. It's not recognized right now, although with the Iowa Wrestling Coaches Association and the Officials Association, if you win a state championship, you are recognized and considered a state champion, which should be the case.
Yeah, it's an incredible sight looking at some of the pictures that I've seen on Twitter and elsewhere. There was a photo that was taken before the action began. Every single wrestler was around the mat. I imagine 700 wrestlers are there for thereabouts in one picture. And it really, it was terrific, I thought. Imagine these young girls getting an opportunity. I know they've had state championships back to when they had it at Waverly. But this thing has grown by leaps and bounds. Girls getting an opportunity to wrestle in a state tournament, perhaps represent their schools, being the first in their school's history to do so, maybe win a match. Parents and grandparents and relatives thrilled beyond belief. It's a terrific thing, Scott.
It is great. Great to see. Absolutely fantastic to see, and hope it keeps growing and growing. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And I'm going to send it to you, Mark. We're going to get an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We got some NFL news for you to talk about. We'll have the Emil's Hideaway pick six, as we mentioned, in about 15 minutes or so. But going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's. They're right across from Lindale Mall on First Avenue, Southeast Cedar Rapids. They're right behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot.
Second round underway at the American Express Championships on the PGA Tour. Cedar Rapidian Zach Johnson backing up his first round 5-under par 67 with an even better round, at least with two holes remaining. He is 6-under par on the day at the Jack Nicklaus tournament course. 6-under on the day, 11-under in total, currently tied for fifth place. Zach has two holes remaining there. The anticipated Wartburg Co. wrestling meet, which was canceled or postponed due to COVID earlier, has been rescheduled for February 4th in Waverly. That will be a senior night for Cedar Rapidian, Kyle Briggs, and others at Wartburg. Finally, a hearty happy birthday to one Jack Nicklaus. Jack turns 82 today.
The GOAT. Hats off to Jack. 319-366-1600. We'll take a break, get you weather update, and come back, talk about the NFL divisional playoff weekend when we return on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
Good morning, I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And after a brutally cold start, we're going to climb temperatures up to a high around 13 degrees this afternoon with plenty of sunshine. We are going to have clouds that come back in tonight and the chance for some light snow into early Saturday morning. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
The NFL playoffs are in full gear, and everyone can get in on the action with a risk-free bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account, all customers get up to $10 back if your same-game parlay doesn't win. Same-game parlays let you combine multiple bets from one matchup for a big payout. For example, in the Kansas City and Buffalo game, if you like Josh Allen going over the rushing yards total, Patrick Mahomes going over the passing yards total, and Stephon Diggs a anytime touchdown score, there's the same game parlay, but there's so many more options you can use. Already have an account? Just place your risk-free same game parlay on any divisional round game to qualify. Plus, if it's your first time betting with FanDuel, you can enjoy 30-1 odds on any team in the divisional round to win after using promo code COON. That's promo code KUHN on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings in velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of present and past is the reason Hertin and Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 10 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223, Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM as we take you through the Friday edition of the show. 3:31, right on the button. Scott, Mark, Ben with you. Dave will join us coming up in a little bit here as we will have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you. NFL divisional playoff action coming up this weekend. All four games can be heard right here on KGYM. Just consult KGYMradio.com. And see what the schedule looks like. We also have Iowa State basketball sprinkled in for you, Cyclone men, and I believe Cyclone women going at it as well. Poll question, Mark, has to do with the NFL divisional round of the playoffs, and it's brought to everyone out there by our good friend Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title Settlement. They've been serving customers since 2003.
Yeah, it's not an easy one to answer unless you have a dog in the hunt. Which NFL divisional playoff game are you most looking forward to this weekend? Would it be the Bengals and Titans, the Niners and Packers, the Rams and Bucks, or the Bills and the Chiefs? Thanks to Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 in Iowa City, for sponsoring the poll question. And I know your answer. I know Todd and Spencer's answer. Being a Bears fan, I don't have a dog in the hunt. Man, I'm going to say the Niners, Packers, and Bills, Chiefs.
Okay.
But you can't go wrong with the other two either.
No, I agree. I mean, this is amazing football. I think the best eight teams are standing, and that makes it even more fun. By the way, the latest injury situation, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a go for the Chiefs. Derrick Henry is a go for Tennessee. Tristan Wirfs, light practice today for Tampa. Heavily taped ankle, but he did go through a light practice today. Bruce Arians, cautiously optimistic, I think is the best way to describe his thoughts about if Tristan is going to get in there. He's not going to be 100%, but nobody's 100% basically at this time of the year. We know that, Mark, going into mid-January, late January, as far as NFL playoffs are concerned. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot. I think the game everyone is overlooking, though, is the Bengals and the Titans. Would you agree with that? And I'm sure that's why it's right out of the chute on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks are looking to see what Joe Burrow can do, whether Derrick Henry can help Tennessee control the football. Jay Glazer reporting Nick Bosa has cleared concussion protocol for that Packers and Niners game. A lot of other information out on players. You already mentioned Tristan Wirfs, but get yourselves up to date and see who's in who's out for these big, big games.
By the way, happy Dick Butkus birthday to you today.
Da Bears.
Da Bears.
Hey, I saw it, and Dick doesn't need to do this. He's on Twitter now, I guess. I didn't see it, but I saw someone respond to it. He's all over Aaron Rodgers. We don't need that, Dick. Yeah, Rodgers is probably pretty happy he isn't playing when you were playing, but we don't need that, Dick. Come on.
Butkus and Bubba Smith and the entire defense of the Oakland Raiders would be kicked out of games now. Jack Lambert, forget it. Forget it. They wouldn't get five plays in.
Jack Tatum.
Any member of the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
Back in the day. They would be kicked out of the game for illegally abusing quarterbacks and whatnot. But, hey, it's the way that things have changed as far as the National Football League is concerned. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to comment about the NFL playoffs, what game are you looking forward to the most? We can talk about that. Chiefs Bills, says Matt in Fairfax. I would agree with that. And Matt, being a lifelong Bengal fan last weekend, finally gave me something to cheer about. Go Bengals. I will direct you toward our friend Rick, and you two can watch the game together tomorrow and see how that plays out. The Titans are not sexy, Mark. That's why no one is talking about Tennessee. There is not a team I fear more than the Tennessee Titans because of their physicality and what they can do to you when Derrick Henry gets rolling downhill and then Ryan Tannehill can throw the ball and they've got weapons on the outside. I'm concentrating on the Bills, but Tennessee should not be overlooked, man.
No, not at all. There's a reason they're the number one seed. I think what's great about the NFL and to a certain extent in Major League Baseball is you think, you know, the favorite team in a certain area. I know fans of each one of these teams, the final eight and beyond, the rest of the 24 in the league. The fandom is spread across the board. It's unbelievable. It's just not the Chiefs or the Packers or the Bears or the Vikings. There's fans of these teams all over the place in this town and elsewhere.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. And we'll have our picks for these games coming up in a little bit. And yeah, it has been, I think this is going to be fun. All four of these games could go down to the wire. There could be more than one. Are any of these going to be considered upsets if the underdog wins? I don't think so.
Well, from a numbers standpoint, sure. But I think you can make a case for any of the eight teams winning. And that's what makes it so very, very interesting coming up tomorrow and then into Sunday. And we'll see what our brilliant minds have to say about that in the Emo's Hideaway Pick 6.
0835 says, being a Packer fan, I can't help but getting even more excited to have all these Pro Bowl players coming back for the playoff stretch. Should be a great game tomorrow. Yeah, Bosa's going to be back the way it sounds. Packers got people coming back. And what's the weather going to be like? I should look that up. I should do my due diligence, Mark, before we get Dave on the horn here, right?
I don't know, but listening to Todd and Alex yesterday, Todd, I don't know if he ripped it off or what, but nevertheless, it was a very interesting stat. Aaron Rodgers with the astronomical winning record in games below freezing, and Garoppolo has never played in a game under 32 degrees. I think that's what I heard Todd say. That's pretty interesting.
Oh, it's balmy in Green Bay tomorrow.
It is.
21 degrees.
Ah.
PM sun. Oh, my goodness. That's not the ice bowl. That's not, that's going to be, that's, no, I'm not going to say it's going to help 49ers.
21's not exactly beach weather, Scott.
Yeah, and I know it's going to be cold, but I'm being facetious as far as the weather is concerned in Green Bay. That's actually not bad for what it could be in Green Bay. And Ralph should be happy. All you have to do, it's like Beetlejuice, say Will Zalatoris, and he makes six birdies in a row. So Ralph is happy right now.
Yeah, he's 10 under on his round today.
Of course he is. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break. It is coming up on 340. We'll bring in Dave. We'll have the Emil Sideaway pick six for you, as we'll give somebody out there a chance to win a $25 gift card from our good friends at Emil's Hideaway. Back with more after this on KGYM.
When it comes to choosing a Medicare Advantage plan, Blue is affordable. Blue is convenient. Blue is staying healthy. And now, Blue is Medicare Advantage from Wellmark Advantage Health Plan. All-in-one plans including medical and drug coverage, plus health benefits like dental, vision, hearing, fitness, and more. Some available at $0 premiums. Compare plans at WellmarkAdvantage.com. Wellmark Advantage Health Plan is a PPO and an HMO plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Wellmark Advantage Health Plan depends on contract renewal.
The Army National Guard plays a vital role in your community. We're on the front lines supporting essential personnel, first responders, law enforcement, and medical professionals, delivering food, supplies, and medicine, keeping communities safe, making a difference. During emergencies, we're always ready, always there. Learn more about part-time service in the Army National Guard at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
From your kids to your pets, from your home to your business, achieve peace of mind over what is most important to you. And do it yourself with Swan security cameras from Menards. Swan cameras connect to your Wi-Fi so you can monitor activity from your smartphone, and they work with Google Assistant and Alexa. Save big on Swan security cameras. Good through January 23rd, right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
So cold in here. 319-366-1600. As we get ready for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall. Stop on by. They open up at 4 o'clock. And, of course, they are next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Great American food there. A terrific bar. And let's bring a whole group out tonight sometime for the weekend. See some of these games, what have you, and have a good time out at Emil's. 319-366-1600, as I'm going to punch this button up. And the magic of radio, we've got Dave from Emil's joining us here. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. I won last week.
I see that.
I can't say that very often.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Didn't even need that pesky last game to even try to solidify it or anything like that. But we're going to give somebody out there a chance to win a $25 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. And starting off, I know Ben has the names of the folks that have participated. We want to make sure that you are a new participant. So if you have been, even if you have hitched your wagon up and have not won over the last 30 days, we're going to ask you to hold off and allow some of our other listeners to have a shot at it. And I know a lot of people want to try to win that $25 gift card, so that's what we're going to do here for the rest of this year and going into next year out there. All right, Mark, go ahead and introduce our first game and everything you need to introduce for this week.
Yeah, we've got a mix of college basketball and NFL playoff action on this week's slate. Dave currently holds a 7-game lead over Scott. I am involved. The game one, Scott, you're up first, followed by myself, and then Dave. It is tomorrow afternoon's Big Ten basketball game between Penn State and Iowa. Odds courtesy of Bovada today. Penn State an 8.5-point underdog, Scott.
It's a lot of points. It's a lot of points in the Big Ten. Ever since you sent that line out, I've been kind of going back and forth and back and forth on this thing because Iowa's got to get a charge, don't they, from almost 15,000 at Carver-Hawkeye Arena playing on a Saturday, going out there, finally getting the Rutgers game in the rearview mirror. I think they win this by more than 8.5. I'm going to stick with the Hawkeyes. I think the big crowd is going to give Iowa a lift coming up tomorrow.
You know, after the circumstances at Rutgers and the bad call at the end of the game and a tough loss, I got to believe this Iowa basketball team is going to be sky high. But Penn State has only gotten blown out a couple times in the Big Ten. It could get blown out tomorrow. There's no doubt about it. But 8.5 in the Big Ten, I think, is too many. I will take Iowa to win, Penn State to cover. Dave.
I think the Hawks bounce back here. I was impressed with their defense at Rutgers. I think they win and cover.
All right. Game number two.
Game number two, I am up. It is also a game tomorrow in Ames. Big 12 action, TCU at Iowa State. The Cyclones favored by 7. What am I missing here? TCU, despite dropping a one-pointer to Oklahoma State on the road most recently, this is a good basketball team. Give me TCU and the points. Dave.
I'm going to go against you, Mark. I'm going to take the Cyclones and the friendly confines of Hilton.
All right.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm kind of scratching my head a little bit about this line. Now, obviously, Hilton's probably, home court is 3. Hilton's probably 5. So they're thinking Iowa State's a 2-point favorite. The offense has not been particularly great over the last couple games for the Cyclones. This is one, though, with what they have looming, that I think they need to win and look good doing so. Not that that matters a whole lot in basketball, but I'm sticking with Dave here. I'm going to shadow him, and I'm going to go Iowa State and throwing the 7.
All right, looks like I'm on lunch watch already. But NFL action, Dave, you are first up. Saturday's first game, it is the Bengals at the Titans. Cincinnati getting 3.5 points, Dave.
Cincinnati is 11-7 straight up and against the spread. They went 31 years without a playoff victory. Saturday afternoon, they will try to get their second one in a week. They face Tennessee, who went 12-5 straight up and 10-7 against the spread. The Titans are coming off a bye and are the number one seed. They are rested and likely to get some help. Star running back Derrick Henry has been practicing and is expected to play for the first time since being injured in October. A win for the Titans would put them in the AFC title game for the second time in 3 years. Give me Tennessee to win and cover.
Whew. Scott. Yeah. I just said a few moments ago that Tennessee is not sexy. Tennessee is overlooked. So with those two statements being made, I think I have to stick with the Tennessee Titans. I think they scare me. Complete football team. Mike Vrabel is a really, really good coach. And I wish I could go with our friends, Matt and Rick, and back their Cincinnati Bengals. I'll probably be backing them with my heart, but my head is going to go with Tennessee.
I love the hook in this game, 3.5. I love Joe Burrow. I love Chase. I don't think the Titans have an equal for Chase. I'm going to take the Bengals here. Wouldn't be surprised if the Titans win. I think this is going to be a really, really close game. So I will take Cincinnati and the points and continue my roll down the hill. Scott, you're up on the next one. The 49ers at the Green Bay Packers Saturday. The 49ers getting 5.5 points.
Another great game. Another great game. And Bosa coming back is definitely a help. No doubt about it as far as the 49ers are concerned. I think the Packers are going to win this game, but I like the 49ers and the points in this one. Green Bay has had some squeakers down the stretch as far as the regular season is concerned. This is completely different, though. But 5.5 points, that's a lot of points. I'm going to take the 49ers.
They've been really good in the playoffs. I wonder about Jimmy Garoppolo and his shoulder. He's a go. But how big of a go is he? It's a really good 49ers team. It has proven it can go on the road. But Green Bay is a different animal, guys. I will take Green Bay to win by a touchdown. Dave.
San Francisco escaped Dallas last week, 23-17, but in the process got beat up. Nick Bosa and Fred Warner left the game due to injury, and quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo suffered a strained shoulder as well as a injured thumb. But he is expected to start. And they play Green Bay 13-4, the Packers were 13-4 straight up and 12-5 against the spread. This will be a rematch of week 3 when the Packers won 30-28 at San Francisco, kicking a field goal as time expired. With this game, who do you trust more, Aaron Rodgers or Jimmy Garoppolo? I'll take the Pack also to win and cover.
All right, game 5. It is the first game on Sunday. The Rams are at the Buccaneers going cross-country. The Rams getting 3 points. I am up first. I'm really struggling with this. Tristan Wirfs apparently back at practice, not at full strength. Will he go? How effective will he be? The Bucs are beat up in other positions as well. And you got this Tom Brady character. I just think the Rams have a terrific defense, an excellent roster, very capable of beating the Bucs on the road. I don't like the cross-country aspect of it, but I think that's sometimes overrated. Give me the Rams here. Dave.
The Rams are 12-5 straight up and 8-9 against the spread. They made easy work of the Cardinals Monday night, but now face a short week and a tougher opponent. They go on the road Sunday afternoon looking to beat the defending champion Buccaneers. The Bucs are 14-4 straight up and 10-8 against the spread. The Bucs easily won last week, beating the Eagles in a game they led 31-0 in the fourth quarter. Tampa Bay suffered some injuries in the game, including former Iowa lineman Tristan Wirfs. He apparently has a high ankle sprain, and that's not good. His replacement struggled last week, and he certainly will need help with Aaron Donald this week. Brady was sacked 4 times last week. These teams met in September, and the Rams won 34-24, with both teams having more than 400 yards of offense. Give me the Rams and the points to cover.
There is one team I think Tom Brady did not want to see on the other side of the line of scrimmage, and that was the L.A. Rams. A healthy Tampa Bay team, I think, would struggle with L.A. L.A., I think, has more talent than any other team in the National Football League. It all depends on Matthew Stafford if he doesn't give the ball away to the other team. Didn't do that in the game against the Cardinals. I don't think he's going to do it here. And you put heat on Tom Brady. Tom Brady is not a runner. Tom Brady falls down. I think the Rams win this game outright and take down the defending champions.
All right, the last game on the board this week, plus a tiebreaker, and it's in Dave's hands to make the selections there. It is the Bills at the Chiefs Sunday. The Bills getting 2.5 points. And our tiebreaker this week is combined passing yards for Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. Dave.
Divisional weekend play ends on Sunday night with a rematch of last season's AFC title game. The Bills, 12-6 straight up and against the spread, scored 7 touchdowns on 7 drives last week. It was the first perfect offensive performance in NFL history. After blowing out the Patriots, Buffalo looks to beat the team that eliminated them last season. The Chiefs are 13-5 straight up and 9-9 against the spread. Kansas City, after a slow start, unloaded 42 straight points on the Steelers. The Bills and the Chiefs met in Kansas City back in October. The Bills won 38-20. This is the best game of the weekend. It should be a lot of fun with lots of scoring. Give me Buffalo in the points. And for the tiebreaker, passing yards for Allen and Mahomes, 571.
Okay. Scott.
Well, yes, they met in prime time, and the Bills crushed the Chiefs. That was before the renaissance of the defense. That was before Ingram came in. I'm rolling with my Chiefs again. Like I said last week, given 12, I'm not afraid. I will give the 2.5 and hope the Chiefs can come through. I think it's going to be a great game. Buffalo's a very good team. But I got to ride with my Chiefs. I'm going to go 520.
Seems like everybody in the world is on the Bills. And for good reason. It's a terrific team. And I think some people are a little bit skewed by what happened last week. It was a perfect game, as Dave said, at least on offense. It won't be a perfect game this week. If everybody's on one team, go the other way. I will take Kansas City to win and cover that 2.5. And I will go 595 for combined passing yards. Great job, guys.
All right, very good. Dave, best of luck to you, and thanks to everybody, you and everybody over at Emels. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, 319-366-1600. Again, that is our phone number, 319-366-1600. And if you have participated over the last 30 days, hold off. Let some of our other listeners have a shot at it. 319-366-1600. We'll talk about those games. We'll talk college basketball coming up on Monday. We'll talk some wrestling with you as well with KJ Pilcher. Mark, enjoy the games. Have a great weekend. We'll talk Monday.
I will. We'll talk to you then, Scott.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe, and we will reconvene Monday at 3.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it